Hello.
Hey, is this Jeffrey?
It's Ben.
Hey, Jeffrey?
Ben, who are you?
You probably called me something about home stuff, mortgage stuff. Something. Sure.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, what are you calling me regarding mortgage stuff?
No, your property on Jacob's Bend.
Right. No, I'm not trying to sell it, sir. I was doing some inquiries about a month back.
Okay.
It was 2 weeks back, and yeah, that's all it was.
Okay, so you're not trying to sell it?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. If you change your mind, we are still interested. And
oh, okay. Well, you know what the beautiful thing about, your inquiry is a negotiating factor. You know, because a good deal, like I'll give you an example. That day I was always pressured to get out of the house. What I got to do is, I've been there since '99. I'm gonna put a roof on it. I'm gonna do all the stuff, and I probably intend to rent it out because I'm 61, man, and I just turned 61 on May 7th.
Happy birthday.
So, yeah, thanks. And so what I'm going to do, I've got a pension. I'm probably going to see if I can buy a villa, take my equity out, get a villa in Central America, Belize, Costa Rica, or the Dominican Republic. But, yeah, that's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing is chilling, man, less is more. Nobody needs to be doing grass anymore. Somebody needs to, I like to exercise, though.
Hey, me too.
I like to exercise. Yep. If you see my grass, I put time into it because you know what? There's no visible a lot of weeds. And that's
so you
what
like
get stuck on. Huh?
So you like to exercise, or you like to
well,
work around
my
the house?
Thing is,
there's a little bit of a difference.
Well, I'm up in age, and that is the form of my exercise right now. I got to get an operation on my knee, man. I tore my meniscus. The doctors are saying, hey, just do the physical therapy. I talk to these people called Jiffy Knee, and they know how to do some special stuff. And so I might let them do it, man. Turn me into the bionic, 3/4 of a bionic man or something.
Well, you're halfway there,
man.
Being robotic, man.
Yeah, it's rough getting older, problems, different things going on. But, I'm glad you're out here doing what you're doing. My brother and I, he's in California, he's with the BVB. And he's a couple years older than me, and we're both looking at the issue of being real estate investors, It's like, hey, man, why don't we buy some property and get some contractors and build a house? We can do it. So that's what we're looking at, Because you got to throw money at something. You can't take it with you. So you got to start throwing it at stuff. We've got 6 acres in Brunswick, man. We're looking at doing a little tiny house community down there.
Okay.
But,
sounds like you're an investor.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Because my brother's like, Jeff, don't go get a license, man. It's like, Leroy, no. I want to be able to transition into a broker and then transition into international real estate. You know what I mean? I want to do stuff internationally. So the more I know, the more I can do,
Sure.
But sure not talking to you, man. Go ahead.
When I had talked to you previously, I think you had mentioned that it was under contract with someone.
No, you probably heard me wrong.
Probably so.
Yeah, I'm not in a contract with nobody. Only contract is my gun on my hip. There's a gun called a Rossi Ranch Hand.
Never heard of it.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Because, see, my granddad down from Brunswick County, my mom, they're country people, right? Brunswick County. And it's like, it's a beautiful gun, man. Steve McQueen used to use it. On his suit with Gunsmoke, right? And he's got a Rossi Ranch Hand. It's listed as a pistol, brother, but guess what it is? It's like a short-range rifle is what it is. Because it's long, and the holster's long, and it's like, it shoots both it can shoot like 3 different bullets. I think it shoots a 38, 45, and something else, man. I'm telling you. That gun is something special. You know what I mean? If you was out of one kind of bullet, you can put that other bullet in there and it would just shoot.
Well, that is...
Rossi Ranch, and you'll love it.
I have to look it up.
Look it up, man, because it's family stuff. You can leave it to your sons and stuff like that. That's what my granddad did. You know how you got a, like a Henry, you know what a Henry rifle is, right?
I'm not sure if I've heard of that.
Well, it's a lever. You like you got to do a lever on the, you got to go, it's like a lever. You put your hand in it. It's a steel thing. You move up and back.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a, you got to go, you might come up and back. Well, anyway, that's what the Rossi Ranch does. It's no big thing, man. I can tell you're not into that stuff, but I'm sorry for talking about that stuff, man.
Hey, man. No problem. I hear all kinds of things every day.
I can only imagine talking to different people. Well, I mean, see, while you've been an investor like this, you talk to people in distress situations and trying to get rid of everything and just survive. You know, lost a job, can't do it, you know. I'm looking at, I might get a spot out of San Antonio, man. I got an interview tomorrow, and I might be a national organizer. I retired with the federal government, man, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of people, they don't have nothing to do with unions, right? And for me, it's like, it's coming from a different place. It's like, okay, if you know never knew another one that worked for International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, you never knew no one was an electrician, you never knew nobody who was in heat and air, you never knew, see, if you know those kind of people, you know that unions are good and they need them, you know, because they work hard, dealing with steel workers unions. So that's what I do. I help people. I help unions. You know, I used to, when I was working with the federal government, was different ages. I was about four different ages. I was going with the State Department. But more importantly, I help people with matters, employment matters, union issues, grievances. Mm-hmm. And you know what it does? When you have that, you have a voice, it helps management. Because management knows what the employees are thinking, what they want. If you know what you want, you can get more productivity out. You know what they want nowadays? They want a four-day work week. That's what it is nowadays.
Yeah.
Get more productivity. Yep, you can get more productivity out of somebody rested up and ready to go. Instead of work your desk 6 days a week. The Americans,
well,
and I'm hoping you know, like it's different in Europe. Like they have that type of deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping you know that one day you got to leave here, man. You can't stay here forever. No, I'm joking.
Well,
I'm joking, man. Less is more. Anytime I can buy a taco for 50 cents, I'm doing it. No, I'm
all right. I like that attitude, man. Go ahead.
Have you ever been to the Caribbean and stuff?
Nope.
Well, that's where you need to be. Well, no, not there. You could be anywhere. I mean, there's other places too, man. Italy's got some good deals going on right now in real estate. And you need to be, if you was my son, I'd be getting you primed up to go with me. I said, son, I got to get out of here. They're taxing me too much. If you don't have a business, they can't do it. And damn it, I can get a taco for 50 cents. I'm out. You know?
Well,
no,
I
got
to regret.
Huh?
Enjoy your tacos while you can, man.
I know Mexico, because look, Mexico's got good deals too. That's the thing about it. A lot of people don't want to mess with the. I mean, it's really an indigenous situation. You got to be careful. But some three guys got killed recently, a surfing out there in Mexico. You heard about it?
No. Didn't hear.
Okay. Yeah, well, what happened? My dad messed me up. And he got me knowing what's going on and all the stuff at any moment. You know, right now, I'm going to tell you the last thing I'm going to tell you before I get off the phone, so I'm talking
okay.
About. All right, my brother, okay, Dad Air Force, my oldest brother Marines, my middle brother Army, and I was Navy. Check this out. And my oldest brother right now is in the Navy. You know what he's telling me? He's telling me what I was telling you. I got to get out. He said, well, guess what, Jeff? We're leaving now. We're united. Remember the saying, united we stand, divided we fall. Dumb son of a gun's up here. And what do you call it? Congress and the Senate and all them? Look at them. Look at them, man. They can't fucking shake a hand and save your life. They can't have the guy next to him because he's a Democrat to save their damn life. And that's what's going to cost them. Their kids' lives or their lives. Because guess who's coming? The same people they're having these thousand-year wars with, Iran and all these Muslims and all this. That stuff's not cool. They're going to keep it going, right, until somebody's going to do what? Slip in a nuclear bomb. That's what my brother's saying. He's getting it from his intelligence people with that stuff. What do you call it? Marine stuff? He says, yeah, We're messing up because here we are letting Russia, China, and whatnot group together and get a foothold, not only in Africa, but in South America. They're down there in South America. Do you know that?
I didn't.
Like, yes, I swear to God, the Chinese and them, we're letting people see, instead of us, all right, I'll give you devil. Instead of us, like we do, we have resources, using our resources to make our hemisphere, that South, Central, South America, all them, make that better. Instead of going off, you got to run up to here to try to get a damn job. You need to be helping. What the hell, man? We developed it. I don't know. We're not going to develop, so I guess he's going to develop them. China and them. You know, they're doing it in Africa. They're developing Africa. They're making roads and all kind of shit. We could have did all that, man.
Hey, man. Well, let them I'm going to get a taco for 50 cents, and that's what I'm going to do.
Hang out with me, man. We're going to make it. No.
Right. Well, hey, you got my number, man. And if you decide that you want to sell or you want to work with someone, I'd be more than happy to work with you.
Well, listen to me. As a matter of fact, I need to put your name on that number because guess what? I could send you deals if I find somebody who's selling a house or I meet somebody who's in a distressed situation. I can direct it right there.
Yep. Well, and even if they're not in distress, you know, we pay retail as well, so.
Okay. Okay, that's perfect. Hey, do you have access to any contractors?
I do.
Well, that's what I'm going to need help with.
Where at?
Well, remember I was telling you about the success of the tiny home thing? Me and my brother are working on some floor plans right now of how big we want to be and the designs we want. That, you know, that's the job for some people.
Do you need a Class A?
Say again, yes.
Okay, well.
Class A contractor.
We got the money. We got the money if you need it. We got the contractors. And, yeah, so whatever
God
you need.
Bless you, man. I'm at my desk. Wait a minute. Let me write your name down. I'm going to tell my brother tonight. He's in California. You know, I grew up there. I'm sorry, sir. What was your name once again?
It was Zach.
Zach. Thank you, Zach. And you're what the company name is?
Company name is CVA Homes.
CVA Homes?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what I got to do is okay. You know what due diligence is about. My brother, he's with the Better Business Bureau. And he's like a super professional. He's been there for years, 12 or 20-some years. And he brings in over $1 million dollars a year working with them. The first thing he wanted to do, if I told him, hey, there's a guy I talked to and said invest in different things, he said, Jeff, what's the name of the business? He said, look you up. He'll look this up and be able to tell me that you're okay. See? So hopefully you're listed somewhere. But CVA Homes, I'll tell him. And thank you so much, Zach, for being nice enough to listen to me and whatnot. And I will give you a call.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to it, man. You give me a call anytime you need something, all right?
God bless you, man. I love you, Zach. Take care. Be safe. Enjoy your evening. I'll talk to you after a while.
See you, buddy. See ya.